USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. The process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Union Pacific Railroad is bonusing their workers. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Let's take a look at those gas prices with USA Radio News' John Clemens.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.